We have here with us three of the star rabbim of the yeshiva who will be giving divrei Torah that relate to the Seder night, to the Haggadah, and we're broadcasting live as part of a test of the system, in addition to recording the video, and we will, in Yirtzeh Hashem, be able to post this video and this shir by the three rabbim online, hopefully sometime soon. I'd like to call your attention to Rabbi Stamen, who will now give a Dvar Torah.
Okay, so let's start off today with towards the beginning of the Haggadah. The Baal Haggadah brings the Maisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon. Now Baal Haggadah says, Shayim Nesubim B'nai Barak, that they were sitting in B'nai Barak. Together, they all came to B'nai Barak to meet and to speak out the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Maharal, in his Perush HaHaggadah, asks two questions on this paragraph in the Haggadah. First he asks, why did the Baal Haggadah bother telling us that they were sitting in B'nai Barak? What's the significance of the fact that they all sat together in B'nai Barak? They came together. Second of all, if you go a little bit further in the Haggadah, in the next paragraph, it talks something about completely nothing to do with the Seder night at all. What does it talk about? If you look in the Haggadah, it talks about being Zeche Maske Tzias Mitzrayim, Balelos. Whether it's, you know, every day, now until Yimos Mashiach, or it would be Batal and Yimos Mashiach, whatever it is, but it has nothing to do with the Leil HaSeder as it is in terms of the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why is the Baal Haggadah go from Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tarfon, all these Tanaim sitting together in B'nai Barak and tell us something seemingly that's not very consequential in the fact that they're sitting in B'nai Barak? And then furthermore, go on to speak about the mitzvah of Zecher of Yetzias Mitzrayim on a daily basis, nothing to do with the Leil HaSeder at all. So the Maharal wants to answer, and I'm going to elaborate a little bit on what the Maharal says based on a shir of Moshe Shapiro from a couple of years ago. Only take 3 minutes. The Maharal wants to answer as follows. The Maharal wants to say is that the reason why the Baal Haggadah tells us is that these Tanaim were from totally different areas. Right? The only person that lived there was Rabbi Akiva, lived in B'nai Barak. Everybody else was not around from there. But the reason why the Maharal tells us, the reason why these Tanaim came is to show us the chavivas on mitzvah, right? The importance and the love that these Tanaim had for the mitzvah. What does it mean? I mean, they could have all sat in their homes wherever they lived, in Sipuri, wherever they lived in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't have to dafka come together in B'nai Barak and discuss the Leil HaSeder, the mitzvah Sipas Yetzias Mitzrayim. But they did. And the reason the Maharal tells us, the reason why they did is because they wanted to show a certain chavivas ha-mitzvah that they have that can only be accomplished when the chevra gets together, when the Tanaim get together, and they can speak in pilpul, and they can speak for hours at length, and the Haggadah tells us they can go on the whole night long, and that's coming to show us that there has to be a certain chavivas, a geshmak in the mitzvah of the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, which can only be had when these great Tanaim came together to speak about it amongst themselves. That's the Maharal's Yisod, is showing us the great chavivas that we should have for the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim to the point where they lost themselves until daybreak, and they didn't even realize that it was Higiyas Man Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis. And the reason why the God is telling us this is to show us they got together for the chavivas and they got so entrenched in it that they were able to go all night long until the wee hours of the morning speaking about it, not even realizing that that they had to now say Kriyas Shema. And that brings us to the next paragraph in the Haggadah, where the Haggadah tells us, Amar Rav Elazar ben Azai, Harenik ben Shimshon, the famous line, the Mishnah, the Zachisa, Sheitam Eretz Yisrael, Balelos, Ad Shedasha ben Zomer, Shalama Laman Tizka, Asiyom Tizka, Meretz Yisrael, Kol Yimechayecha, Yimechayecha Yom, Kol Yimecha Alelos. Right? And it speaks about the actual mitzvah of Zachiris Yisrael Mitzrayim. Why? What's the connection? The Maharal tells us, the connection is Hagufa, the Chavivas of the mitzvah. That what? Since we see that they came together for the Chavivas of the mitzvah, the love that they have in the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, so now the Baal Haggadah tells us that not only does that love is not only at the Leil HaSeder. No, you have to bring that love with you forever, for the rest of the year. To the point where Ben Zoma comes and he says that I lost the drasha and I should have realized I'm supposed to be doing this every single day. Because of the chavivus of the mitzvah, appreciating what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, this should last not only at the Leil HaSeder, which the Tanaim did very well. They did it till wee hours of the morning, but it lasts even the entire year, twice a day. Zechet Tziyas Mitzrayim twice a day. So on this I want to elaborate. This is what the Maharal says. So I want to elaborate a little bit. What is this Chavivus HaMitzvah? What is the Chavivus HaMitzvah that the Tanaim felt and that Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah felt when he realized that he could be doing this every single day, twice a day? What is this Chavivus HaMitzvah? What should we be gaining from the Sefer Tziyas Mitzrayim that these Tanaim felt that they should come together? So there's a famous Ramban, everybody knows this Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. So the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo says as follows, when he's speaking about the mitzvah of tefillin, so he says one famous line that everybody, most people are familiar with, he says as follows, "Min ha-nisim ha-gedolim ha-mufursamim," from the nisim, from the great nisim that we see historically that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, i.e. he's speaking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, "Adam moda b'nisim ha-nistar." Shem Yisod HaTorah Kulam. Shekulam Nisim Ve'en Behem Teva. The Ramban says as follows. What's the point of speaking about the Nisim Gedolim? And why did these Tanaim get carried away? Why did they feel it was such a Chavivus HaMitzvah? So I was thinking along the lines that it's based on this Ramban. The Ramban says when a person goes and he speaks in depth about the Nisim HaGuluyim, the great Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, he can also appreciate what the Ramban calls the Nisim HaNisparim, the what he calls the Teva, natural miracles, the everyday miracles that we have. When a person goes in depth about the Nisim HaGuluyim, the unbelievable Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us as Mitzrayim, he can now even appreciate the Nisim HaNisparim, the everyday Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, the fact that he lets our heart pump every second and you know, trees growing and plants and fruits, everything. We could all appreciate this based on the Nisim HaGuluyim, and then we can go and appreciate the Nisim HaNisparim. So I think that's really the pshat in the Chavivus HaMitzvah. And this is why the Tanaim got together and they got carried away, because it's not only pshat that they can appreciate what was done thousands of years ago in Mitzrayim, but when you speak in depth about the Nisim that you've done thousands of years ago, you can appreciate the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us now. And that's really what the Ramban is saying. That's part and parcel of the mitzvah Yetzias Mitzrayim itself. Just to end off, that also could be pshat. Rav Moshe Shapira said this in the Rambam. I think he said this. The Rambam says in Hilchos Chametz and Matzah in Perek Zayin, when he's talking about the mitzvah, the Gad the Bincha, talking about the mitzvah that you have for the different banim. So he says something very interesting. He says by the katan, he says that you should speak about, if I had the Rambam here, I'll tell you the lashon, but the Rambam, he says when he's speaking about, to directing to the katan, he says that we should speak to him about the Yitziyah of Mitzrayim, the Yitziyah, the Exodus, leaving Mitzrayim. That's what you should speak about to the son who's a tam, a shoita, whatever, not very knowledgeable son. You speak to him about the actual Yitziyah of Mitzrayim. When it comes to the Chacham, he says something very interesting. He says that by the Chacham, you should teach him, you should speak to him over the Nisim Shenasa de Moshe Rabbeinu, something like that. Not only the Yitziyah should you speak to the Chacham about, but you should also speak to him over the Nisim that were done Ayde Moshe Rabbeinu. So what does he mean? So I think basically, based on this Ramban, we could appreciate the Rambam. What he means to say possibly is as follows. By the Katar who cannot really appreciate every single day Nisim, meaning he's not going to have the wherewithal to go and appreciate from the Nisim HaGluyim, he could go now and appreciate the Nisim HaNistar. He might not be at that level, but the Chacham is at that level. So to the Katan, you just speak about the fact that we had an exodus from Egypt and we're no longer slaves, like the Rambam says, you know, we're not like this Eved or the Shifta, we're not like these people, we're free people now. That the Katan can understand. But the Chacham, he can understand Mitocha Nisim HaGluyim, he can understand the Nisim HaNistar. So by the Chacham, the Rambam says that you speak to him dafke about the Nisim Shenasa Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, because he can get to that level where he sees the Nisim HaGedolim, he can also appreciate the Nisim HaNisparim. And again, this is the Chavivus HaMitzvah that we're supposed to get to. This is why the Tanaim were able to go through and through the whole night, because through their appreciation of the Nisim HaGedolim, they appreciate the Nisim HaNisparim as well.
All right, let's try. camera.
Shalom to everybody who's listening on the other side of the ocean. Okay. Over the next few minutes, I want to try to highlight and explain one of the most basic and fundamental distinctions between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is the mitzvah we have twice a day, every day, to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kriya Shema, both in the morning and at night, and the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is the mitzvah to recount and retell the story of the Exodus, specifically on the 15th of Nisan at the Seder night. And we're going to do this in three steps. The first step is going to be to analyze the Shita of the Rambam. The second step will be to understand Reb Chaim's explanation, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik's explanation within the Rambam. And the third step is going to be a beautiful piece from the Pachad Yitzchak, Rav Hutner, who I think in this Mamar Chavdal in the Pachad Yitzchak, I think sheds light on the Rambam and Reb Chaim's explanation in this Rambam. You ready? Yeah? Okay, here we go. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Kriya Shema, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes, "Umitzvah lahazkir yitzias Mitzrayim bayom ubalayla." It's a mitzvah to remember yitzias Mitzrayim in the daytime and in the nighttime. Shene'emar leman tizkor es yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. So, is this Rambam referring to Zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim or Sipur yitzias Mitzrayim, Rabosai? Again, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam clearly tells us that there's a mitzvah aseh min haTorah, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, both in the day and the night, and we do that in the third parasha of Kriya Shema. The problem is, and all the Achronim ask on this Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch among them in Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, is that when you turn to the Sefer HaMitzvos, where the Rambam counts the 613 mitzvos, the Tariq mitzvos, so this mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is conspicuously absent from his counting. It's not there. So if the Rambam in Hilchos Kriya Shema seems to be very clear that we have a mitzvah saseh midoraisa of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, which everybody has to do in the daytime, in the Kriya Shema, in the nighttime. So when he's counting his 613 mitzvos, why wouldn't he include it in the 613? Why would he leave it out? And it's clearly omitted from the Sefer HaMitzvos, from the Minyan HaMitzvos of the Rambam, as well as other Moneh HaMitzvos as well, but we'll deal with the Rambam for now. So Reb Chaim gave it two answers to this question of why the Rambam left out the mitzvahs of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim out of the Minyan HaMitzvos. He gave two answers. One of the answers we are not going to discuss today, and the other answer I want to spend a little bit of time on. Just to tell you, first of all, you can see these two answers from Reb Chaim. They're brought in the Haggadah Siach HaGrid, which is a compilation of the Rav Soloveitchik's Divrei Torah on the Haggadah. So both answers are actually brought in this Haggadah of Reb Chaim. But to tell you b'kitzer, the answer which we're not going to discuss, Reb Chaim's answer which we're not going to discuss, b'kitzer, in essence he says that you want to know the truth, the Rambam really did count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Minyan HaMitzvos. We can't find it, says, because it's subsumed and included in the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. The Zechir Tzitzis Mitzrayim, the purpose of mentioning Tzitzis Mitzrayim twice a day is really to be Makaba Ol Malchus Shemayim. And that's the concept of Kriyas Shema as well. And therefore, the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema is explicit in the Minyan HaMitzvos. It's a mitzvah Aseh, mitzvah Yud, I believe. And therefore, if you want to know where the mitzvah of Zechir Tzitzis Mitzrayim is, according to the Rambam, it's really included in the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. And there's a long Arichos. There's many rayas to this, there are many nafkaminas, it's beautiful, it's written beautifully here in this Haggadah. Ayin Sham, Ein Kan Makom Laharich. Fine. Now what's the answer? The Reb Chaim gives another answer, that I do want to discuss now. Reb Chaim's other answer is that if you take a look at the criteria, the Rambam has in his Shorashim, he has criteria of what it is that makes a minyan come into the counting of 13, and what is sometimes a minyan, even a mitzvah, even though it is a mitzvah, it doesn't cut it to make it in the 613. Okay, we have a mitzvah that we have only 613, and therefore the Rambam gives certain criteria why a mitzvah should be in the 613 and why a mitzvah shouldn't be in the 613. In Shorash Gimel, Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam writes a rule. Okay, the rule is as follows: if the mitzvah is noheges lidoros, if the mitzvah will be everlasting, in other words, there will never be a time when the mitzvah will be suspended, there will never be a time when the mitzvah will be nullified, then you can count it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, as part of the 613. If there's ever a time where it's going to be suspended or nullified, it may be a mitzvah, but it doesn't come into the 613. So based on this, Reb Chaim said beautifully, based on this, he said, we can understand why the Rambam, even though he wrote explicitly in Hilchos Kriyas Shema that it's a mitzvah min HaTorah, we can understand, according to this klal, this rule, why the Rambam did not include it in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. And that is as follows. In the Haggadah, Rabbi Steinman just mentioned, we have a discussion on machlokes between Ben Zoma and the Chachamim as to whether or not Zechira, Tzitzis Mitzrayim, is included both day and night. That's the Shita of Ben Zoma, okay? As opposed to Shita Chacham, who say no. The pasuk which says, what's Kol Yimei Chayecha coming to include according to the Chachamim? Not day and night. That's Ben Zoma. What do the Chachamim say? The Chachamim say, Kol Yimei Chayecha is to include what? Yemos HaMashiach, the days of Mashiach. So, Rabotai, follow with me here. According to Ben Zoma, again, I'll read it to you inside. Okay, from the Haggadah. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hareini kiven shivim shana, v'lo zachisi shetamar yitzis v'zayim balelos, ad shedrasha ben Zoma, shenemar, pasuk from Devarim, liman tizkor es yom tzitzchom eretz v'zayim, kol yimei chayecha. Okay, this is Ben Zoma here. Yimei chayecha hayomim, that's to tell you should perform zechir tzitzchom during the daytime. Kol yimei chayecha, the entire days of your life. That's to include halelos, that you also mention it at night. That's Ben Zoma. V'chachamim omrim, yimei chayecha olam hazeh, kol yimei chayecha, lahavi limos ha-mashiach. Chacham said, kol is to include that you'll even mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, that mitzvah will even be in the times of Mashiach. So now the question is as follows. Are these two opinions mutually exclusive or not? In other words, according to Ben Zoma, who says, Kol is to include Yitzias Mitzvah Zechir Sisayim at night, would he also agree that you say Zechir Sisayim Sisayim in Yemos Mashiach or not? What do you say? And vice versa, with the Chachamim who say that the mitzvah Zechir Sisayim Sisayim is B'Yemos Mashiach, would they agree that there is such a concept as Zechir Tzitzis Mitzrayim at night or not? In other words, are they mutually exclusive or maybe they go hand in hand? So Reb Chaim said they're absolutely mutually exclusive. According to the Shita of Ben Zoma, who learns the word kol includes leilos, you can't use the drasha anymore to teach you Yemos HaMashiach. So what comes out? The Shita of Ben Zoma holds that you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night, but you do not mention Yetzias Mitzrayim when? Yemosa Mashiach. Who do we paskin like? Who does the Rambam paskin like? Ben Zoma or the Chachamim? Ben Zoma. Ah, so now we understand. Ben Zoma paskins like, the Rambam paskins like Ben Zoma, i.e. Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned at night, but it is not mentioned B'Yemos HaMashiach, which means according to Ben Zoma, Rabosai, according to Ben Zoma, there will be a time that what? The mitzvah of Zechiras, Yetzias Mitzrayim will be nullified. B'Yemos HaMashiach, according to Ben Zoma, there will be no mitzvah of Zechiras, Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, according to the Rambam's own klal, who said that if there is ever a mitzvah that is not going to be no Haggis Ladoros, that will not be continued forever, don't include it in the Minyan HaMitzvos. So that's why, said Reb Chaim, the Rambam, according to his own rule, cannot include the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in his Minyan HaMitzvos. Even though he does hold that it's a mitzvah, but since it's not an everlasting mitzvah, we cannot include it in the Minyan HaMitzvos. Azei Zok Reb Chaim. Now, comes along, the first two parts. Comes along Rav Huttner, in the Pachad Yitzchak, in Maimar Chaf Dalet, and he asks the following question, on Rav Chaim. He doesn't say he's asking Rav Chaim, but he's asking Rav Chaim. If you look at the Rambam, in the Minyan HaMitzvos, where he did not count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but if you look to the Rambam to see if he does count Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. In fact, the Rambam counts Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as one of the Tyrek Mitzvos. So wait a second. The Rambam counts Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That seems to imply, if you count it in the Minyan HaMitzvos, what does that imply? That seems to imply that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim will be forever, even through Yemos HaMashiach. But the fact that he does not count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, we said before, means that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim will not take place B'Yemos HaMashiach. My high, what's the distinction? Why should the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim not exist B'Yemos HaMashiach, and the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is also retelling the whole story of the Exodus on Seder night, that we're going to do B'Yemos HaMashiach. Zechira in Shema, morning and night, we won't do B'Yemos HaMashiach. But to tell over the story, Seder night, on the 15th of Nisan, that we're going to do B'Yemos HaMashiach. Why should there be a distinction? In fact, if you look in the Gemara, on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis in Brachos, the Gemara brings one pasuk to tell us that Yetzias Mitzrayim should not be mentioned in B'Yemos HaMashiach. The pasuk, from the pasuk, you don't see any distinctions whether it's Zechira or Sipur. It categorically, the pasuk categorically tells you, a pasuk from Yirmiyah on Yud Beis Amud Beis and Brachos tells you that you should not be mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Yemos HaMashiach. So why is the Rambam distinguished between Sipur and Zechira? I'll read you the pasuk. The pasuk from Yirmiyah, Perakov Gimel, says, Hine Yamin Bayim. What's Yamin Bayim? B'Yemos HaMashiach. No, Hashem. V'lo yomru od chay Hashem. No longer will people say B'Yemos HaMashiach. Chay Hashem asher helas bnei Yisrael eretz Mitzrayim. People will no longer be talking about the Exodus from Egypt and B'Yemos HaMashiach. Why not? What are they going to be talking about instead? So the pasuk continues. Ki im chay Hashem asher helav asher hevi etzera beis Yisrael meretz tzfona u'mikol ha'aratz asher dachtem sham. They'll be talking about the kibbutz galus that took place before the days of Mashiach. They'll be talking about perhaps the war of Gog and Magog. A lot of big things are going to happen before Mashiach. So Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to be old news in the days of Mashiach. It's going to be outdated, so to speak. So again, from this pasuk, will you have any reason to make a distinction between, okay, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, let's not talk about it. But Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Pesach night, Yetzias Mitzrayim is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Once the pasuk tells us we're not going to mention it anymore, don't mention it on Seder night, and don't mention it in Kriyas Shema. You're the kasha? So Rav Huttner says, you have to go to the end of the Gemara in Brachos to figure out the answer. Why? I would say, from this pasuk, it's enough to prove Benzoma Shita, right? Benzoma holds, Yetzias Mitzrayim is not for the days of Mashiach. So I have a pasuk that says, in the days of Mashiach, there's no Yetzias Mitzrayim. I don't need anything. We're cases closed. Benzoma has a great raya. Yet the Gemara, at the very end, on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara wants to bring a further proof to Shita's Benzoma. That you don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim, B'yimosa Mashiach. What's the further proof besides the pasuk? Gemara wants to bring a further proof. It brings a mashal. Listen to this mashal. Mashal l'ma'ad davar dome. Mashal l'ma'ad davar dome. La'adam shahaya mahalech baderech. Imagine a person who's on his way. Upagabo ze'ev. And he meets up with a wolf, an attacking wolf. Well, v'nitzal mimenu. He is saved, miraculously saved from the wolf. Everywhere he goes now, when he meets his friends and his family, what is he talking about? What is he going to talk about? The Maisezev, the wolf that had tried to attack him and he was miraculously saved. But then Nebuch, the guy, keeps going. Pagobo Ari, he meets up with a lion. The lion tries to attack him, and what happens? Says the Gemara, V'nitzal mimenu. He's saved from the lion as well. So what does he start talking about now? What Maisa is he going to tell all his friends and family? What Maisa? The Maisa of the lion. He already forgot about the Maisa of the Zev. Pagabo nachash, v'nitzal mimenu. Then he meets up with a snake. And he is miraculously saved from the snake. So at this point, Shachach Maisa Shneim, he forgets about the two previous incidents, the two previous Hatzalos, the two previous salvations, and all he can talk about is the Maisa of the Nachash. Says the Gemara, Afkach Yisrael, so too is Klal Yisrael. What's the Nimshal? Tzaros Acharonos, says the Gemara, and this is the key line here, Tzaros Ha'acharonos, the latter Yeshuos, the latter salvations, Mishachkos es harishonos, cause us to forget the earlier salvations. So how is this a further proof to Benzoma? How is it a further proof to Benzoma? Because Benzoma holds, at the time of Yemos Mashiach, we're already going to forget about the old Maisa of the Zeb, we'll forget about the Maisa of the Ari, we'll be worrying about and be praising God for the fact that He delivered us from the fourth Galus, the Galus of Romi, which we're in now. We'll be talking about the deliverance from Melchemes Gog and Magog, and Mishkachas HaRishonos, we'll forget about the Rishonos. Rav Huttner says, why does the Gemara need to bring the Mashal? Gemara had a Pasuk. What did the Mashal add? So he says like this. From the Pasuk, you wouldn't distinguish between Zechir Sisi Yisrael and Tzipir Sisi Yisrael. But based on this Mashal, there is a distinction between Zechir Sisi Yisrael and Tzipir Sisi Yisrael. Why? What is the mitzvah of Zechir Sisi Yisrael? This is the fundamental distinction that we spoke about earlier. What is the mitzvah of Zechir Sisi Yisrael? The mitzvah of Zechir Sisi Yisrael is to remember what happened to our forefathers. To remember a historical event. So, beautiful. Every day and every night in Zechir Yisrael, all we have to do is remember what happened 3,500 years ago. But when Mashiach comes, and we have two historical events, one which happened 3,500 years ago, and one which just happened in the days of Mashiach, Melchemes Gog u'Magog, the salvation from all the tzaros of the fourth galus of Romi. So which one is logical to discuss? The most recent one, from a historical perspective, we discuss the most recent. Tzaros ha'achronos, mishachos ha'sarishonos. That's the Gemara. But, says Rav Huttner, this is his chiddush, says Rav Huttner, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not merely to recount a historical discussion, a historical perspective on what happened many, many years ago. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, what's the mitzvah? Chayav Adam, Mechol Dor V'Dor Chayav Adam, Liros, or the Lashon of the Rambam, Laharos is that. Ki'ilu Hu Yatza, what does the Rambam say? Ata, Ayin Tav Hey. The mitzvah of Sibur Yitzirayim is not just a historical recollection of what happened to our forefathers. The mitzvah of Sibur Yitzirayim is to re-experience it at the Seder on the 15th of Nisan. So, Memela, using the klal of the Gemara, Tsaros Achronos, Mishkachas as Harishonos, every single 15th of Nisan, what is the most recent tzara and Yeshua and salvation from that tzara? Every single 15th of Nisan, even B'Yemos HaMashiach. What we're sitting in the days of Mashiach, but on the 15th of Nisan, when we're reliving the Galus and we're reliving the Geula of Yitzias Mitzrayim, on the 15th of Nisan, what's the most current? What's the most contemporary salvation that we are experiencing? Yitzias Mitzrayim. So when it comes to the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, the way the Pachad Yitzchak writes here, Yitzias Mitzrayim ha'achrona biyoser. No matter what, every night of Pesach, the most contemporary, the most current Yeshua that we can explore, we're talking about, is that of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yemos HaMashiach maybe just happened a few years ago. Doesn't make a difference. The most current thing on our minds is Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Mela, the Rambam is Mishav Hetiv. The Rambam is beautiful. Why? The Rambam, we said, does he include Zechir Sisias Mitzrayim in his Minyan HaMitzvos?
No.
No, he doesn't include Sisias Mitzrayim. Why? Because Zechir Sisias Mitzrayim is to remember what happened. In terms of that, Tzaros Achronos Mishkachas Sarishonos, we're going to, it's not a mitzvah which continues, and therefore the Rambam can't include it in his Minyan HaMitzvos. But when it comes to Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, there will always be a 15th of Nisan. We will always be reliving the experience every 15th of Nisan, even be a Mos HaMashiach. And therefore, that will exist forever. According to the rule of Tzaros Achronos, Mishakos as Achronos, the rule says that what wins? Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim wins. Because we're re-experienced, it's the most contemporary, it's Achrona Biyoser, as Rabbi says. So according to that, we understand why the Rambam did include in his Minyan HaMitzvos the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Thank you for listening.
Sure.
It's going to be it's going to be brief. We know that. I thought there was supposed to be many more speakers speaking. Turns out I think that I'm the last one. So just bear with me for a couple of minutes and we'll be done. To Ezra Hashem. I thought to speak a little bit about the heart of the Haggadah. Rambam writes that the more a person is Dorish in the parasha of Arami, Ovid, Avi, Arezem, Meshubach. The heart of the Haggadah is a description in Parashas Kisavo of Bnei Yisrael's affliction in Mitzrayim, the fact that we were oppressed in Mitzrayim, and that we live through those psukim in the story of leaving Mitzrayim. And at the beginning of those psukim, the Torah describes the following phrase. You say in the Haggadah, Vayareu osonu ha-mitzrim vayanu. Vayanu aleinu avodah kasha. Vayareu osonu. That phrase is a very, very perplexing phrase. Vayareu osonu. First of all, what does the word vayareu mean? No, with an ayin. Vayareu with an ayin. That's vayareu mean. It's not an easy word to translate. We'll see many, there are multiple translations to explain it. But the other, even more difficult part of that phrase is the word osonu. Vayareu probably comes from the word ra. The shortest is resh ayin. Something to do with resh ayin. But it shouldn't say vayareu osonu. It should say vayareu lanu. Whatever they did to us, whatever resh ayin they did to us, it was lanu. What's osanu? Osanu sounds like it's a much stronger type of phrase. Vayareu osanu, they did something to us, not just lanu, but osanu. They made us, so to speak, into vayareu. What exactly does that mean? There are various shatim to explain this. Many Haggadahs have a lot of nice things to say about this. It's good to look at them and see. I saw a very beautiful shot, which really touched me. and I want to share it with you. I actually saw it in the Haggadah, touched by the Seder, so it works out very well. It touched me, and hope it'll touch you too. The Rabbi Spiro brings, I forget where he brings it from, a very, very beautiful thought. He says the word Vayareyu doesn't only mean the word Ra, bad. But Vayareyu is Lashon of Reyus, Lashon of friendly. Vayareyu is something suggesting the following, that Bnei Yisrael became much closer because of the Shibud in Mitzrayim. Because they were oppressed, because there was so much affliction in Mitzrayim, Vayareyu, we became friends. And not just Lanu, it wasn't just done to us, but Osanu, amongst ourselves, we became closer and much tighter knit people than beforehand. And the idea, which I'll try to express for a minute now or two with you, is the following. That unfortunately sometimes when Bnei Yisrael experiences tragedy, so tragedy has the capacity and the ability, unfortunately, to bring Bnei Yisrael closer together. And Bnei Yisrael were in the ultimate affliction of Mitzrayim. They were ultimate challenging times. And what happened? That brought them together. They became much closer because of it. There's a line you say in the Slichos of Bahab. Some of us say the Slichos of Bahab. I think the minute of the Yeshiva actually is to say the Slichos of Bahab. That's because that's the minute of Gruz, so that works out well. Anyway, Bahab, the first day of Bahab. Bahab is after Pesach and after Sukkot. There are Slichos, Monday, Thursday, Monday. So on the first day of the Bahab Slichos, there's a following line exists there. Very, very powerful line. In the Slichos it says, Agudim Batsara Lishpoch Tichina. Which means Bnei Yisrael are agudim, are united, batzara, with the challenge, with the difficulties they're going through, lishpoch tchina, to pour out tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what happened in Mitzrayim. That because there was so much pain, I saw my brother suffering, I have to help him out. And even if it wasn't my brother I was so close with, but I saw somebody else there, there was a vayareyu, something that happened in Mitzrayim, a certain element of closeness, of reyus that happened, because of Bnei Yisrael's suffering, which unfortunately throughout our history has repeated itself many, many times over and over again. Unfortunately, we've witnessed, I myself witnessed in my life, I'm sure you too. I remember very, very clearly witnessing what happened in this country. I was here during the Gulf War, 1991. I'm not sure if all of you were born yet in this room, but it doesn't matter, either way. Probably most of you weren't. But anyway, I was here then. I remember the Achdus. I remember there was a lady that was downstairs in the building. And every time the siren went off, everybody went to help her. The whole building, they probably didn't say two words there the whole time, but they went downstairs to help her and carry up the stairs. Agudim Batsara. That's a classic Agudim Batsara. And that's one level. But there's other levels that are higher levels to attain. And that is not only to be Agudim, not only to be united, to be one when there's difficult times, but also to be united when there's good times. And that idea also, I think, is reflected in the Haggadah. We're going to fast forward for a lot. Very quickly, now we're going to get to Dayanim. Ah! Baruch Hashem, I was excited by Dayanim. By the time that comes in Seder and the stomachs are growling, it's already after 11 o'clock at night and you're hungry, Dayanim. Who has time to darshan a Dayanim? So we'll darshan quick part of Dayanim. Everyone's busy singing Dayanim. But in Dayanim we have the following. One of the Dayanim is Ilu Kervonu Lufnei Arsinai Belona Salonu Es HaTorah Dayanim. If Hashem just would have brought us to Arsinai and didn't give us the Torah, Givaldik Dayenu Kelev. Everybody asks, Ilu Kevonu Lufnei Arsinai. He brings us to the Arsinai. He doesn't give us the Torah, Dayenu. Bring a kid to a candy store. Let him look outside into the candy store window and salivate about the delicious strawberry candies and every candy that's there. And say, okay, now we're going to go home. Thank you so much. Dayenu. What kind of business is that? How could that be? So many of the Farshim on the Haggadah explain that the idea is a similar idea. And that is that what happened when Bnei Yisrael came to Har Sinai? What if they wouldn't have gotten the Torah? But Klal Yisrael achieved an incredible level at Kabbalah Satorah, namely the level of Vayichan Sham Yisrael Negad Ha'ar, which was Ki Yish Echad Kalev Echad. And this time it wasn't because of a tragedy. This time it wasn't because there was oppression and they had to help their brother that was in a difficult situation, but it was because they just came together to be mekabel the Torah, and therefore it makes a lot of sense. Ilu kervanu lufnei Har Sinai, just the coming together before Har Sinai, even if we wouldn't have gotten the Torah, Dayenu, just to come together, to be Mu'uchadim, to be united, even if it's at a time, Dafka at a time when it's not just for Tzara, but when it's for Simcha, so that is a higher, high Madriga of Simcha and of Achdus that's reflected later on. One closing part slash idea, which I think ties very much into this theme. Why is it that on Pesach particularly we have to focus on this idea? We have Achdus and Tzara at the beginning, by Yarei Yerusanu. We have Achdus at the end, by Yichan Shem Yisrael Neged Ahar, Ilu Kevaroth Ne'asinai. What's the idea that when it comes to Pesach, Pedafka, there's a focus on Achdus? So Pesach, we know, has two major themes. One is Galus, and the other is Geula. The Matzah itself reflects both these themes. The Matzah is Lechem Oni, Galus, and the Matzah we left Mitzrayim. It's the Lechem of Emuna, it's the Lechem that makes Lechem. Even the Lechem Mitzrayim is Geula and Matzah also. An entire night reflects these two themes. Matzah will be Gnus, Messiah, and Bishvach. We start with the difficult times, you know, the good times. One's Galus and what's Geula? Galus is separation. When Klal Yisrael is separated, HaKadosh Baruch Hu separates itself from us. That's what Golus is. We are Chas Shalom, divided amongst ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu divides Kav Yochel himself among us as well. And what's Geula? Geula is Bayom Ahu Yiyeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. Geula is the time when we become united, and by our becoming united, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel rests His Shechina upon us to Bagulah. Last part I want to show you, one of my favorite parts in the Haggadah, Svasemes. Delicious part. Svasemes says, I mentioned this in my shir, I'm sorry for the heard my shir already, and I got it, but I couldn't resist. We say, V'isha omda la'avosinu v'lanu. Listen to this part, it's heavy. V'isha omda la'avosinu v'lanu. This is what stood for us. What was that? Shalo echad l'vada amad aleinu l'chalosinu. Literally meaning, not only one nation came upon us to destroy us. Zak Tisvas Emes. You have to read it a little differently. You know what caused all the suffering throughout the ages for Klal Yisrael? One thing. And that is Shelo Echad. The lack of Echad among us. If we were an Echad, Amar Aleinu L'Chal Hasein. And if we would have been Echad, there wouldn't have been an Inquisition, Nachman Lutzlan. There wouldn't have been pogroms, and there wouldn't have been, because HaKadosh Baruch would have shown His Shechina upon us in the most ultimate way. There wouldn't have been that. And at the heart and center of all the sorrows of Klal Yisrael is the pira, is the separation, is the lack of Achdus. And so we come together on the night of Pesach. We try to focus on Vayrei Yerusanu. Yeah, sometimes it starts out with tzara. We come to Yulu Kevanos Ne'er Sinai. And we look forward, Be'ez Hashem, to the time to experience the ultimate Geula of Bayom Ahu Yiyeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad.
Any Talmud want to go up
there? Okay, that's just right. Is it? I can't read over the Rosh
Hashanah.
Yes?
No.
It's over.
It's over.
Oh, man.
Last night, Rabbi David is giving a shir here at 4:30 on Halach Pesach Halach Lamaisa to close this month.
It's 4:45.
4:30.
Oh, not 4:45.
What is this?
Can you read it?
It's a little tree section.
way I write my notes is like, I'm very true to.
What's the Zechir
Sisi? Spot on the brain where it's a
judgment. What is the rule of the big word? It has to do with the Zoro. It's being like forever. Like, it's being at the time of the Mashiach. If it can't stop. If it's not the time of the Mashiach, then it would have been.
So he didn't put it in because he felt
he didn't put it in
because that time was
Mashiach. If you look, if you continue looking, you should have told the whole thing.
That time was Mashiach.
We don't have it, right?
Yeah. Right.
That's why the Ram is written as.
I missed a little while. I need to.
You still want it?
Yeah, I'll read it.
You want me to read it?
No,
you can ask.
Yeah.
That's good. I want to know what's next, though.
Wait, where is the Yishan there again?
What is it? Oh shoot, stop recording. Wait, did it work? Is it recording still?
Yeah.
No, I just stopped.
Recording still.